True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Final hour of the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show on this abbreviated Black Friday. We've got Panthers hockey coming up next. We got the Calgary Flames at home. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay will be on the call. I want to get back into this list. Josh Appel is with us. Jimmy is here with us as well. I want to get back into this list that we were reading from the Dolphins Wire. Five things, or five Dolphins questions that need to be answered in the remainder of the season. So Appel, the first two that we had: is Tua Tagovailoa to the quarterback to build around, and will Mike McDaniel be the head coach next season? We know that. All right, let's get into the third one. Where will the Dolphins cut costs in the offseason? We don't know the NFL salary cap there, right? But it's one pretty obvious move that'll help. Releasing Tyreek Hill is a no-brainer. Again, courtesy of the Dolphins Wire. I think we've talked about that a little bit, but it feels like Tyreek Hill probably will never suit up in a Dolphins jersey again.
No doubt. And I would imagine that guys like Bradley Chubb and Minkah Fitzpatrick might also be part of that conversation. I know the Dolphins, there was a lot of noise around those two players around the trade deadline. So I wouldn't be surprised if those guys are also part of this process. But yeah, this is Tyreek Hill's days as a Dolphin, unless he takes a significant discount, are over.
Bradley Chubb, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Jason Sanders, Alec Ingold, Tyrell Dodson, they write, are all players who would each net at least $3 million in salary cap savings if they were released.
And not only that, but you're also not having to pay Jalen Phillips this offseason as well, because you traded him to Philadelphia. So they're going to be set up well when it comes to the salary cap moving forward. And I think it makes the job attractive for an incoming GM or an incoming head coach.
All right, and then we'll move on here. Have any defensive backs earned another go in Miami? That's question number four that needs to be answered. Dolphins secondary, they write, was completely turned over during the 2025 season. Kendall Fuller was released. Javon Holland and Jordan Poyer exited in free agency. Jordan Ramsey was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The lone returning face, the lone returning face, Kader Kohou, suffered a season-ending injury in training camp. So, they write, in came cheap veterans Jack Jones, Rasul Douglas, Juju Brents, Ashton Davis, and Ife Melifonwu. Brents is under contract in 2026. The Dolphins will probably go a different direction than Davis and Melifonwu at safety. It's Jones and Douglas who are the big question marks in the 2026 offseason.
I would imagine Jack Jones probably won't be a Dolphin next year. I'd be interested to see if Rasul Douglas would want to come back. I think that he's played well enough this year to maybe warrant a look from teams that might be closer to contending than the Dolphins are. I think Juju Brents for sure played himself. I know it was limited time here, but played himself into having a chance next year to start at corner. And I know they really like Dante Trader, and they like, the names escaping me, Jason Marshall, who played nickel a lot this year as well. I know they like those two players, and so I would imagine they'll try and open things up to give those guys a shot to win jobs next year as well.
And then finally, will Anthony Weaver earn a head coaching look elsewhere? My response to that would be no, but I guess, you know, Appel, there's a case to be made that Weaves has turned this around. The defense, as you
Weaves.
Weaves turned this around. The defense is looking better and better every single year. Every single game, excuse me.
Well, they're not looking better every single year because they were good last year. They were top 10 in everything last year.
Thanks, Appel. Thanks for pointing that out. After
That's what we do on this show. Peaches and all that stuff, you know. I feel like he's still going to get head coaching looks this offseason, but if they retain Mike McDaniel, I don't see why you wouldn't bring Anthony Weaver back either. I think the deficiencies on this defense have more to do with the personnel out there than Anthony Weaver.
I get that, but man, the idea of next year bringing back Mike McDaniel, Tua Tagovailoa, Anthony Weaver, making zero changes.
I
understand what you're saying, but the idea of doing that is just it's crazy. Like, genuinely, it's crazy because you hear it all the time, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again. And I don't think this is that, because you fired Chris Greer. So I think the Dolphins are going to try to usher in like a new identity and a new type of way of roster building. Whether or not it's going to be champ, I don't know. But at the very least, like, it's not the same thing over and over again. But I mean, there has to be drastic. Doesn't there have to be drastic changes?
I know Hawk loves to make this joke, but I mean, look at the Dolphins rally here at the end of the season. Maybe you bring Chris Greer back. All those guys. Look, it's the existence that the Dolphins have been in for so many years, where at the end of the season, you could be like, well, you know, if one little thing went differently in these three games, we're looking at a 10-11 win team. And why would I get rid of the staff that got them to that point? We're so close. I can really taste it. So we know what Stephen Ross's MO is. You mentioned it last segment. Maybe the most loyal owner in the league right now, because it's taken 20 years for Chris Greer to lose his job. I when you put it the way you did, where you say, well, how can you run this back again next year? I do wonder if maybe it's just more attractive after 2026 in general to move on from everybody, right? Because we just talked about the Tua contract. When you're gonna come, what's going to be more attractive to a head coaching candidate? A clean slate going into 2027, or having to deal with one more year of Tua Tagovailoa and that contract? Because another thing to keep in mind, if you look at all the hot coaching candidates that are coming out this offseason, a lot of them are defensive guys. They don't really have like that. There aren't really a lot of quarterback whisperers in this crop of head coaching candidates. So when you like, who's the guy that's available? Like if Jim Harbaugh becomes available, John Harbaugh, if John Harbaugh is let go.
No shot. I don't buy that for a second.
If they miss the playoffs, I would not be surprised. I don't think it'll happen. I think like more likely that the OC gets let go, or they make a change at defensive coordinator, which could open things up for Anthony Weaver to potentially return to Baltimore. But if a guy like John Harbaugh becomes available, I think you'd have to think about Mike Tomlin if the Steelers decide to move on from him. Like, there are certain guys that I'd say, all right, yeah, that's an upgrade over Mike McDaniel. But like, are you firing Mike McDaniel to hire Chris Shula? Like, I think it'd be cool. It'd be a cool storyline. But like, are you firing Mike McDaniel to hire Robert Saleh?
No,
Joe Brady.
And like, I don't think they can do the Chris Shula thing, man. I don't, because then I think everybody's just gonna talk about his last name rather than like, was it earned based off merit? And I don't know if it is or not.
Number one scoring defense.
No, I mean, clearly, like, it's working, but you know what I mean. Like, the narratives around that won't be, hey, he earned a head coaching position. It'll be, they're just going with the guy that has the attractive last name that everybody in Miami's comfortable with. And I like the story. I like the idea of him rebuilding the Dolphins. But again, like, is it the right move? I don't know.
And Bill Belichick is not that guy out on that.
No.
And
I heard you talking to Marcos earlier about John Gruden. Well, like, yeah,
let's stop. Drives me up a wall. Yeah. Do you want more 9-8, 8-9, 7-10s? then man, Spider 2Y Banana and John Gruden, that's your guy. And we don't even get into the emails. Like, I'm just talking about like on-field results from this guy. One season since 2002 with more than 9 wins. And no, this is the guy everybody wants.
But it's just funny because, look, he's great on TV. And he's great his quarterback interviews. Stay all there. That stuff is great. But just people get tricked with that stuff, right? People get 100%. Fooled. They're watching him break down an offense. Hey, everybody in the NFL could break down an offense. It's what these guys do. He's just better at being able to describe it to you for a way for you to consume as a consumer than somebody else. But like, you're telling me Rex Ryan can't get in front of, you know, a board and like break down the intricacies of every single play of Tua Tagovailoa? Of course he can. You're telling me, you know, Dan Orlovsky does it. Like, there's some guys that are really good at doing that, which is why they're on TV. And there's some guys that aren't really good at just vocalizing it. But everybody who's ever coached in the NFL can do those things. That's what they do. It's their job.
Right.
Hey, by the way, the Dolphins, I'm just looking at the updated line. The Dolphins are 6-point favorites at home against New Orleans. So almost a touchdown favorite. The over-under is set at 41.5. I'll look at some of the prop bets coming up on the other side. We'll take a break here. Appel, Solana, Jimmy will take you up for about 45 more minutes, and then it's Panthers hockey right here. And we really do have a lot to get to. An abbreviated show here on the 3 o'clock hour. We continue next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Appel, Solana, Jimmy with you on this Black Friday. How's everybody's Thanksgiving, by the way? Appel, was it good?
Phenomenal. Had some beef tenderloin, side of turkey, but tenderloin was the main attraction.
I like that, man. Hell yeah. Sign me up. We had a little jamon yesterday at the Solana residence. A little cornbread or corn casserole. I'm a big fan of both.
Or? Okay. I was going to say, like, two different things.
How about corn casserole, cornbread? Same thing. And it was good. What about you, Jimmy? But I can tell you look very well nourished today. So I could tell you ate good yesterday, brother.
I ate great. I had turkey, some mashed potatoes that were inside that warmer, and then when you just plopped it in there, the smoke, the steam would come out. So good. And I had some ham as well.
All right. Jimmy has stayed true to loving Thanksgiving food. I can respect that because Hawk's been on for a couple years now. He's been on this like anti-traditional Thanksgiving mission. And I've kind of joined him because, you know, I even brought it up yesterday at the dinner table. What are we doing? Eating turkey every year. None of us even really like turkey. And the turkey was good. It was fine. The gravy was fine. Like, it's fine. You know, I had a good meal yesterday, Appel. But would I have rather had, like, my favorite type of food that my entire family would prefer eating anyways? Why not? So I brought it to everybody's attention again. But I know what we're going to do next year. We're going to eat the traditional Thanksgiving dinner. But Jimmy, you know, he likes what he likes. And I can respect that. He's not giving in to peer pressure.
We also had a birthday cake as well.
Cookie cake?
Right. No, right. Rum cake.
Rake. Solana, was your family receptive to the idea or no?
Yeah, I don't know. My dad seemed to have been receptive to it.
Was he wearing a shirt?
He was, yeah. My dad was wearing a shirt this time. But my dad also has ripped so many heaters that everything tastes the same to him anyways at this point.
Well, like I was saying earlier, the turkey has somewhat turned into a side dish at Thanksgiving for me. And I feel like that's the happy medium here, right? You don't have to load up on turkey, have a couple of slices. But the main dish, again, for us, beef tenderloin. For anybody else, could be different. But I feel like turkey, the compromise here is, yeah, have a couple slices as a side.
What about as an appetizer? Have a little turkey, like make turkey the appetizer, and then, you know, let's have some lasagna. Let's have some good pasta, right? Let's have a
penne alla vodka, you know.
Penne alla vodka. Let's have a chicken parm. Like let's eat something that we all love. Anyways, I hope everybody enjoyed their Thanksgiving yesterday, whether or not you had turkey. I hope you spent it with the fam and enjoyed it. Appel, you had texted us earlier that Alvin Kamara is not going to play against the Dolphins on Sunday.
Yeah, he's out. So I did the game on Sunday that they played against Atlanta in New Orleans. And in the first quarter, Kamara, who had already been dealing with an ankle, got taken down awkwardly on a screen and banged up his knee. And he didn't return to the game. And Adam Schefter tweeted out a little while ago that he is out on Sunday against the Dolphins. So they're left with a rookie running back, Devin Neal. I don't know if you guys remember the name Audric Estime, the old Notre Dame running back who's bounced around from Denver now to New Orleans since coming into the league. They're very thin there. They're a banged up offensive line. I mean, who isn't at this point? But they don't have Rashid Shaheed anymore. They don't have Brandon Cooks anymore. Chris Olave is very good. But outside of that, and Juwan Johnson, like, there isn't much there on that offense.
Dolphins, they were 6-point favorites, what, about an hour ago when we were just kind of looking at the line? That's since gone down. Dolphins are now 5.5-point favorites.
Interesting.
So a little bit of, yeah, I found that weird because that moved in favor of New Orleans after you texted us that Alvin Kamara is going to be out for the game. Just looking at some props here, do you want to guess, Appel, just to stay true to our show, receiving yards for Jalen Waddle?
Over 64 and a half.
73 and a half is the over under. Devon Achane receiving yards?
Over 53 and a half.
38 and a half.
Really?
Receiving yards, yeah. Receptions, over under on receptions. Chris Olave?
6.5.
5.5. Jalen Waddle's 5.5.
I'm terrible at this game.
Devon Achane, you are, is at 5.5 as well. And then rushing yards, the only Dolphins running back listed, Devon Achane. You want to guess? Rushing yards, the over-under set at?
72.5.
80.5.
Ah!
80.5. If you want a Devon Achane touchdown anytime is at minus 185. Taysom Hill is at plus 145. I like betting that because I like watching Taysom Hill come in, and it's just always chaos. It's always chaos. I love watching him come in the red zone.
They had two possessions that got to the 1 yard line when they had first and goal. And on one of them, they ran a sprint out to the right pass with Taysom Hill from the 1 yard line. It did not work. It did not work. Oh, actually, I mentioned Neil and Estime. You're going to see Taysom Hill get some handoffs now because Kamara's out.
Yep. All right. On the other side, I want to talk Miami Hurricanes. But before we break, let's transition here really quickly to what the Miami Heat need to happen today in the NBA Cup. It's the final day of Cup group play. The Heat don't play. They already played all four of their group stage games. The Heat finished at 3-1. They enter today with the top spot in East Group C, which means they would advance, but that could change if the Knicks beat the Bucks. So first and foremost, Knicks host the Bucks 7:30 at MSG. If the Bucks win, the Heat advance. Period, end of story. It's that simple. Bucks win, Heat advance. So we're rooting for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Always rooting against the Knicks, no matter who they play for. So that's easy, right? I mean, you get to root against the Knicks. You feel right at home as a Heat fan doing that, even if it means the Milwaukee Bucks are going to beat them, but it helps you advance. So first and foremost, you're doing that. However, if that doesn't happen, there's a couple other games we're watching. Detroit hosting the Orlando Magic. If Miami doesn't win East Group C because New York wins, they have the head-to-head over Miami, the Heat then have to be the best second-place team, and they'll do so with point differential. Are you following along, Appel?
Yeah.
Which means Detroit can still lose to Orlando and win the wild card if they lose by 11 or less. So if you want Miami to advance, Cooper Moorhead put it best. If you want Miami to advance, you're rooting for New York to lose first. And if that doesn't happen, you want Orlando to win tonight over the Detroit Pistons or to lose by more than 11. Okay.
So either the Pistons win or lose by more than 11.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you going to do the math for me in real time?
Oh, we'll have it all up tonight at 7:30. I'll be locked into these games. Fantastic. Baby. I can't wait. All right. So that's what you need. But really, we're all rooting for the Bucks tonight. Root for the Bucks, and then root for the Orlando Magic. That's what we're doing tonight. Let's take a break. Final segment of the show, this abbreviated Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show coming up. We're going to talk about the Hurricanes and Pitt coming up after this break with Appel, Jimmy, and Solana here on WQAM.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
50% of the times I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Shop massive savings on a massive Chevy inventory, all backed by Morse at Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet. Visit EdmoreSawgrassChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hard Rock Bet, everyone is invited to this party. It doesn't matter who you are. Your name is on the list for Hard Rock Bet's season-long celebration. Sign up today, bet $5 on any game. If it wins, you also score $150 in bonus bets, a winning bet and a boosted bankroll. That's how you get the party started on Hard Rock Bet. Not sure what to place your first bet on? Open up the Hard Rock Bet app, and you can see what everyone else is betting today. The top trending props, like who's going to score a touchdown, the most bet parlay.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Segment of the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. We'll toss it off to Doug Plagans coming up in the next segment. Billy Lindsay will be live at Amerant Bank Arena for the Florida Panthers and the Calgary Flames.
Huberto,
are you going to that
Rieger
game? Are you going?
I've got some prep left to do. Early AM flight tomorrow. So after we get off the air, I'm going to finish up my charts. And hang out with the wifey and watch the game.
All right, I like that. Do they fly you first class when you fly with Sports USA?
They don't fly me first class. However, if the upgrade is manageable,
yeah, I like that. I like that.
We'll partake.
Heady play, pal. Heady play.
Thank you.
So I was just looking at three keys for the Miami Hurricanes at the Pittsburgh Panthers tomorrow. This is in the Miami Herald. I believe Jordan McPherson wrote this. Let me double check. I want to give him proper credit. He did. Jordan McPherson does an excellent job. And the first key is the funniest one to me in a good way. It's win. He writes, it's as simple as that. UM needs to win its final game in order to have any shot of reaching the 12-team college football playoff and keep its thin shot of reaching the ACC championship game alive. Get on the field, handle business, and do what's needed to stay in the postseason conversation. And here's why I read this, Appel, because he actually expands on some more keys. He talks about stopping the run game. He says take advantage of a nearly full roster. And then he points out players to watch on both sides and why Pittsburgh can be a dangerous team. We were talking earlier what Gino Toretta told us, which was their quarterback, their freshman quarterback, is very good. He's a dangerous player, and he's somebody who he loved watching a couple weeks ago when he was on the call up in Pitt. It doesn't matter, in my opinion. Like, none of that stuff matters. It doesn't matter that Pitt was picked to finish ninth in the ACC, and they've had a really good season, that they're ranked. It doesn't matter that it's 35 degrees in Pittsburgh tomorrow at kickoff or whatever the high is going to be. It could be snowing. None of that bleep matters, because if the Canes don't win this game tomorrow, the excuses aren't going to matter. It's going to be about how the Canes fell short once again to an ACC opponent. And look, you can have one stumble, still make the college football playoff. They had two bad losses. Louisville, again, not a bad loss, but in the sense that Miami was a heavy favorite in that one and they didn't win. And I don't think SMU is a bad team either, but Miami, double-digit favorite in that one as well, and couldn't come up with the victory. This is what the Canes have been trying to escape since they joined the ACC, which are just losses to ACC opponents, and they can never do that.
I am curious to see if the Canes will get credit for another ranked win on the road because Pitt is ranked in the college football playoff rankings. I wonder what hoops the committee is going to jump through, where if the Canes do win this weekend, they get discredited for that. If they beat them by a wider margin than Notre Dame beat them by a couple of weeks ago, is that going to be taken into account? Another common opponent they've played? Like, this whole thing is so frustrating, because then they lose I know that they've got the two losses, so it's not going to, you know, fully play into that. But like, would then this be considered a good loss if they lose close on the road to a ranked team in the college ball playoff rankings? Yeah. Like, that's the thing about this whole thing, the whole process that like really blows my mind. I think that Miami is going to win on Saturday. Mason Heinschel, the freshman quarterback, is really good, as you mentioned. It's a really good Pitt team. But Miami's got better talent across the board. If they take care of the football and they continue playing the way that they have since those losses, they're going to be fine. They are. And I think they win it on Saturday. But it seems like the committee's basically saying there's nothing that they can do to get back into the top 12 once the conference championships play out. Seemingly, so I wonder, like, yeah, does this quality win, if they get it, not strengthen their resume? If they beat them better than Notre Dame did, is that not strengthen their resume over Notre Dame?
Yeah, but if they're telling you that the win over Notre Dame doesn't matter, then they're also telling you, like, hey, nothing you do in the ACC matters to us other than going undefeated in the ACC.
Right.
I mean, literally, that's what they're telling you. And look, I mean, this is why I'm saying for the Canes, none of this matters, right? Like, if they don't win, it doesn't matter, because you even have Danny Cannell on CBS Sports HQ yesterday saying that the Hurricanes deserve to be in over Notre Dame. Like, you have a strong enough case, I think, right now, and a lot of people backing up that case, that losing this game is a massive bummer. Because if the Canes end up being held out of the college football playoff, if they don't make the ACC title game again, there are some machinations, but it just seems like such a long shot that if it happens, like, we'll celebrate it, but it just doesn't seem likely to me. If the Canes are held out of the college football playoff and they win in Pitt, then you're going to have a lot of people pointing out a major, the major hypocrisy by the committee. I'd rather that, obviously, than losing to Pitt.
Sure. And you want to have the legs to stand on.
Of course. Of course.
So, like, and you hear a lot of people say, well, Notre Dame looks like they're playing better since that Miami loss.
Well,
and
they are. Yeah,
they are, for sure. But they don't talk about how close the game was at halftime against NC State. They don't talk about how they struggled with Boston College. That was a close game in the second half. And the for years, I've heard people say, well, if you put Alabama and Georgia against one of these other teams on a neutral field, who's going to be the favorite? I don't give a crap. Like, we just talked about how Miami was a double-digit point favorite in two games that they lost this year. Play on the field. We saw Miami and Notre Dame play. We know what happened. Why does it matter that it happened in August versus now? I don't get it. It happened. Yeah. Did the games early in the season not matter, or only when we say they matter?
This is a problem with college football, though, Pell. And really, it's the problem with Notre Dame being a team that gets to just not be in a conference, but be in a conference, and they are essentially given a spot in the college football playoff
every year,
at the end of every year. And this is the problem that I have with it. And you know, this isn't an original take. This is what everybody's pointing out. So it's not like I'm not trying to sound revolutionary here. It's just obvious. As a sports fan, you grow up. Every single major sport, every single one in the NBA, at the end of the season, if you finish tied with a team, what determines whether you're above them in ranking? A head-to-head matchup. In the NFL, come the playoffs, if you're tied with a team and you played them, what's the determining factor, Appel? Head-to-head. In Major League Baseball, what's the determining factor? Head-to-head. Right now in the NBA Cup, the Heat and Knicks will finish with the same record if the Knicks win today. You want to know why? To tie it all back to the NBA
Cup. Ah, the NBA Cup.
You want to know why the Knicks will go in over the Miami Heat? Not because of point differential, not because of strength of schedule, not because of, well, they look better. No, because they beat the Heat head-to-head in the NBA Cup. So they're going to go in. Every single sport, about every single one, comes down to head-to-head in any sort of tiebreaker. Every single one. Why is college football the only sport that is telling you, well, it doesn't matter what happened on the field. What matters is our judgment call. And by the way, if that's the case, then what's the point of the Hurricanes scheduling good college football games, scheduling worthwhile opponents? Honestly, like, They should schedule.
That's the argument that the SEC and the Big Ten makes. That's why Penn State plays nobody in their non-conference. That's why their best non-conference game this year was FIU. Because they know that what really matters is how they get through the Big Ten. They have that brand, and they have the tough schedule. So, like, for teams like Notre Dame, yeah, you kind of have to bolster that non-conference schedule. Miami, I think, still does, because if they have one stumble in the ACC, you want to be able to point back to, all right, well, we beat Florida, and we beat Notre Dame, and we beat USC.
But clearly it doesn't matter. And Appel, shouldn't the committee, and I understand, like, they're representing college football playoff. I get that. But the NCAA has to be able to let them know and say, hey, you're almost diminishing quality opponents playing against one another at the beginning of the season by taking this route. And I think that has to come into factor here, because if this happens to Miami, why would they ever schedule Notre Dame again? For what?
The concern with the 12-team playoff was that it would devalue the regular season. Do you know what devalues the regular season? Exactly what the committee's doing by not valuing these big games.
Yeah.
It's not that we have more teams available to get into the college football playoff. It's that we don't even value the games they actually play. It's not because there's more teams. It's because the committee is just choosing willy-nilly which games to value and which ones not to. Again, it makes no sense that Alabama gets to skate by after their 2-score loss to a terrible Florida State team in week one. That, for them, doesn't matter. Miami, it's one of the more impressive wins of any team that's, like, on the bubble here of the college football playoff. It's mind-numbing.
They
it
just
really
don't,
is.
They just don't value the ACC, man. They just don't value the ACC this year.
They'll expand to 16 teams in the coming years, and that'll be where it's capped, and this won't even be an issue. But, like, I don't get the disrespect for the ACC. SMU was in the playoff last year because they won the conference. They're ranked again. Like, I don't understand. Louisville's a good team. Georgia Tech's a good team. Virginia's a good team. Like, it's okay to say these teams are good. The SEC is having a horrific year. Really bad year. But the SEC.
Appel, safe travels to you as you're off to Carolina. What is that, Bank of America Stadium?
Yes.
Yes, safe travels to you. What are you going to do up in Carolina? You going to do anything? You going to get some what are you doing? I've been to Carolina a couple times. Like, what are you doing, Carolina?
I'm going to go see a Charlotte Checkers game, the AHL affiliate. No, we're not. I'm not. I'll just go get dinner with the crew and fly out on Sunday night after the game. Easy. Like, love that Charlotte's got a direct flight on American out of Fort Lauderdale.
Beautiful.
In on Saturday, out on Sunday night after the game.
Yep. I'll always love Charlotte, because when I got stuck in Asheville with Hurricane Helene last year.
Famously.
Getting to Charlotte was our safe haven, and there were flights every hour out of Charlotte. It felt like the greatest city in the world at the time. Well, safe travels and have a good broadcast. Appel, 4 hours for you today. I appreciate you jumping on with us on
Black Friday. Hard to ever work.
Yes, sir. Jimmy, you have 15 seconds here to tell me what time you arrived at the Panthers game on Wednesday.
I arrived at inside the arena, like at 6:40.
All right, so you made puck drop.
Yes, I made puck drop.
He took every bit of those 15 seconds.
We parked at 6:15.
All right. Well, how are your pub subs? How are your pub subs in the car?
Actually, we had tenders. We didn't have pub subs.
Oh man. Jimmy, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for coming in on Black Friday as well. Hawk Crowder and myself will be back, and Jimmy will be back on Monday. Everybody, enjoy the Panthers game coming up. Plagans, Billy Lindsay on the call. And we will enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to everybody el lunes.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.